This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so this is a true story. A couple of weeks ago, I emailed a guy I know at the Federal Reserve, and I asked him if Janet Yellen would like to play along in a round of What is Janet Yellen Thinking Now? He wrote back and he said, thanks for thinking of us, but no thanks. So, hey, I gave it a shot. But here on Jobs Day to play the game live on the radio are John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. Lynette Lopez is at Business Insider. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, Lynette, so here we go. 271,000 new jobs. The rate falls to 5.0%. First of all, what is Janet Yellen thinking now? Remember the rules, five words or less. Wow.
Well, really? maybe I just hike.
Well, maybe I just hike. Okay, that was pretty good. The dead air kind of got me going, but you know, that's neither here nor
there. I gotta think about it.
John, what do you got?
Here we go.
It's only three, dude. All right. Well, I guess I never say anything about a minimum requirement. So, both of you agree it's coming in December, the rate hike.
I think she's thinking about it coming in December.
No, come on, seriously, just thinking.
I mean, she said that she wanted to do it before the end of the year, but she's very data dependent.
Yep.
Who knows what's going to happen? And they took the language out of the last memo
right.
that said, we are concerned about what's going on overseas. But who knows? Something crazy could happen somewhere else in the world.
Remember how close we came last time? We got all the way up to mid-August, and everybody said, it's going to come in September. Yep. Here it comes. And then just about a month before... we had China, the world started to look problematic, and suddenly no more hikes. So,
exactly.
And that's why you play the game, right? That's why you play the game. All right,
absolutely.
Fair enough. Let's get into the jobs report for real. Lynette, I want to talk to you about wages, right? Every time we've had you on Jobs Day, I know. That's what I said at the meeting this morning, I said, we can't do any spots on wages because Lynette's on the wrap. So here's what I want to know. Wages up 2.5% year on year. That's not enough.
I mean, we still need to see some more slack in the labor market. There's too much slack, rather.
Too much slack.
I think wages still need to go up. I think people still need to work more hours per week. I think our hourly hours worked per week is still, 34 per person? We could do better. We're looking for an economy that's strong enough to support 0.25% hike in rates, not escape velocity, which is what we used to talk about all the time when the crisis happened, which was almost like a rocket going off, and we were suddenly back in 1995.
Well, so John, let me ask you this though, right? So wages up 2.5% year on year. There is fundamentally no inflation in this economy. Whatever happened to the whole inflation discussion? Because now that everybody's thinking she's going to raise in December, where are we with inflation? There's no inflation in this economy.
Right. Well, one thing I would say is the Fed, this reveals what the Fed's bias really is here. It wants to raise rates. It's not being forced to raise rates. There's no danger of inflation at all right now in the economy. Even this wage hike, there's still enough slack despite the low unemployment in the labor market that we're not seeing any inflationary pressures. And so what's really happening is the Fed is probably at the place where it feels comfortable hiking, but there's nothing forcing its hand. If it didn't want to hike, it would not have to.
Lynette, let me ask you, and this is kind of an anecdotal question, right? But we've been doing a lot of coverage this week, and we're going to be doing it for the rest of the year through Election Day on what people are actually feeling out there, away from the headline numbers. And what we're feeling is that people are still a little utsy. They're a little anxious. They're not feeling the 5% unemployment rate. They're not feeling the 271,000 new jobs. Why do you suppose that is?
I think, for one thing, we have a lot of politicians in an election cycle who are making things sound really, really terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't want to name any names, but Make America Great Again, when America is doing pretty well in terms of how the global economy is doing, is not necessarily the most accurate message to send out to the American people.
Yeah.
And are they feeling it in their wallets? Yeah, I think, again, wages could be higher. It helps that oil prices are lower. And we saw consumer credit explode this month or just today.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's very confusing.
I think part of what's happening here is that people are way behind where they would have expected to be.
Yeah.
So even though we're seeing some wage pressure now, we haven't seen that for so long that on a normalized basis, people would have been expected to have better jobs. People would have been expected to be earning more. So if you ask somebody 2 years ago, where do you think your income and your bank account will be a couple of years from now? They would have thought higher than it is now. So even if things are starting to look better now,
we're
way behind where we should be.
John Carney from The Wall Street Journal, Lynette Lopez from Business Insider. Thanks, you guys.
Have a great weekend.
All right,
you too. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.